Both Martha and I tried separately and together to get book deals in New York.
Because you went to publishing houses that would have done art books?
Yeah, yeah. We looked through all the... We went to the bookstores, found art books, said, okay, this would be a good try. So we go, we found several different publishers and went and had meetings with them. And they all said no. And for various excuses, but I think it was basically they didn't want to be involved in something that was so unpopular. Because it was quite unpopular at the higher up you got in the echelons of you know, culture, you know, to the board of directors of the Museum of Modern Art, then, you know, it got worse and worse.
And it's interesting because you met the same kind of parallel obstacles with getting Star Wars on too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the climate of the times because when we were applying for grants, it was the early Reagan years, and Reagan had appointed William Bennett of gambling fame to the National Endowment of the Humanities, and he X'd it. He flagged it. The panel loved it, and they wanted to fund it right away. And because he was the chairman, you know, they said it's not going to work. It's not going to fly.
Yeah.
And they didn't even propose it to him.
Well, ironically, the book sold something like 500,000 copies over the years.
Yeah.
And it's amazing the impact it's had. Did you ever think, or when you were doing it, were you thinking, oh, well, this is just sort of like a little New York thing, since it really wasn't happening anywhere else?
Well, not only that, I mean, we were told, and Martha, who was a pro, said, you know, we'll be lucky if we sell 1,000 of these, but we really want to have it, you know, because then we have it in our hands, a book,
a document.
You know, so I said, yeah, and so that was sort of the general idea. They published 3,000 to begin with, and then they just published it in small increments over the years after that, but they were taken by surprise. It put Thames and Hudson in a category that they'd never worked in before, which was the trade paperbacks. And, you know, now it's a big moneymaker for them, that whole area, not just our book.
And now this time out, for the 25-year edition, it's Chronicle Books, which is from San Francisco, right?
Chronicle Books from San Francisco is doing it here. It's Thames and Hudson
doing
it in Europe, and they sold it to Chronicle Books here.
Yeah. So many people have gotten the book and were influenced by it, and I'm sure that you've heard from them over the years. They've written to you, right? Or met them.
Yeah. Well, right away I started getting letters. That's why I did spray can art afterwards. Because I got letters from all around the country.
And were you, with that book, the follow-up, were you the first person to use that expression, spray can art? Or did people use that loosely before?
I think it was loosely used before, as was aerosol art.
Yeah.
I mean, even then there's a mural in the book that says aerosol art. We contemplated using aerosol art, but we like spray can art better.
Yeah.
It sounded less kind of, I don't know, technical.
But that book came about due to the strong response you got from
people. That came about because I was getting letters and I thought this could be another book. You know, and Jim Prigoff, who'd been urging me to join with him and do, because
he's done a lot of books, right?
He did a lot of mural books. And he wanted to do something on walls. And I said, I don't know what the, you know, it's not as interesting as trains, right? But then when I started getting these letters, I said, hey, Jim, this is the angle. We're getting these things from all over, and let's go and do the book.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how that happened.
Because I've read interviews with graffiti artists like in Sweden and Japan and different places, and they say that, you know, seeing the book, and these guys here at Junk and Recall talk about how seeing photographs of graffiti, that's what inspired them. And, you know, in this pre-internet age, a book was such an important vehicle, wasn't it, to getting that message out there?
Yeah, it was all print. Books and magazines and things like that got the message out there. And when you think of the trains themselves, that was a big medium.
Yeah.
You know, and a circulating medium. So I think that's why it reached a kind of critical mass and really took off. It's because it was on the trains. It wasn't local neighborhoods. And so kids all over the city were seeing this. And they said, okay, let me try.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there was a lot of networking going on in those days. You had writers from Brooklyn teaming up with writers from the Bronx and Manhattan. You know, so the old sort of gang turf thing was over. You know, it changed into, well, people were jealous of their own yards and their own lines. You could get into trouble that way. But basically, this overrode the whole neighborhood territorial thing, and people from all over the city were mingling with each other.
The Hellraiser, raise the cash with the flavor. The Hellraiser. raising percentage with the flavor. We're up to 55%. We should be at 100%. My man Bryce is at 98%. Did you hear his show today? It was great. So is this one. For real, though. So we have till Tuesday, but it really does have to get up there. Otherwise, it won't. The station needs to get there. We do need support. And this show, we just heard from Grand Wizard Theodore. Never before heard interview except for the first minute and a quarter that was recorded. I did it back in the Bronx at his place, his home, in 2002. We heard the X-Men recorded in Jackson Heights in Rob Swift's place, home studio, along with Mr. Sinister and Dr. Butcher. And then right there we heard Henry Chalfont. That's actually from 2009, much longer interview here on this station, one of our annual graffiti specials, aerosol art, spray can art, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM, WFMU.org online. Next week is going to be the US DMC Finals, World Finals special from DJ Quest House.
Soulville. Take off your big stones, put on your soul. Got that soul. I thought this was going to be the Downtown Soulville show on WFMU, but something's taken over. Downtown Ghoulville, annual tradition. No Soul 45. Well, some Soul 45s tonight, but all spooky Halloween 45s. Downtown Ghoulville. Boy, do I have some silly stuff in store for you.
Well, I dreamed I was running and the night was still. And then I looked around, something was on my heels. It had a great big pair of scissors, it was fuzzy like a bear. It was snapping at my head, trying to cut off my hair. Well, I kept on running, it was right behind me. I found myself approaching the deep blue sea. I jumped in the water and I started to swim. And everything around me started going dim. Well, the lights came on again and I was home in bed. I felt myself to find out if I was dead. But much to my surprise, I found I had no scars. But at the foot of my bed, there stood two men.
Fifth Avenue.
Holly, save me.
Save me.
bounce a broken spray through the window screen.
I holler, save me. Anyway, keep on telling, brother. Woo. You know, a flying saucer landed right by my side. You know, a big green man jumped out, and boy, you know he robbed me. You know, he beat me for my bottle before I got high. I gave up knowing that I was dead, because he had that big red gun pointed at my head. But curiosity will get the best of the best. You know, he smelled that bottle and the liquor did the rest. And I said, hey, la, de, hey, oh, la. Hey, la, de, hey, oh, le. Hey, 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 oh, la. Hey, oh, heck, it ain't over yet. He turned that bottle up, started drinking. It was a long, long time before he pulled it away. His eyes got crossing, man, his knees started wobbling. Took four steps forward, and this is what he said. He said, hey, la, ooh, de, hey, oh, la. Hey, la, ooh, de, hey, oh, de. He said, hey, 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 oh, la. Hey, oh, la, what you did? But see, this cat was just about to party, because he had that great big ring in his eye. Come on, earth and land, let's get out of trouble. Just jump in my space, I'd ride and take a little ride. So now I'm not afraid of no kind of spaceman, because I keep my defense right by my side. And if you ever see me any place or any time, you can bet I'm holding my Bible by my side. And I'm gonna sing, hey, la, hey, me, hey, oh, la. Hey, la.
Just got off from work, it was awful late. I had to pass the cemetery gate. The sky was dark and the moon was bright. It was a very, very cold, cold night. I never thought I could see such a sight. A poor soul.
There's been a hostile takeover of the Downtown Soulville radio program tonight by Downtown Ghoulville. Some spooky stuff going on around here. In the background, this is called The Ghoul. I want to send this one out to listener DP in Manhattan, with whom, as a child, I used to watch a TV show host who would put on a scary movie 11:30 Saturday nights called The Ghoul in Detroit. Based his act pretty closely on that of his predecessor, Goulardi, from Cleveland. This goes out to you, DP. Midnight Stroll was by The Revels. Aaron Neville did Spaceman. Do Space Creature records count as Halloween records? I think so. Jive 5, People from Another World. Sinners, Nightmare. And that instrumental with the maniacal laughter, Laugh and Gas by Adolphus Bell and the Upstarts. Spooky records on tonight's Downtown Ghoulville show on WFMU. Got one queued up called The Cool Ghoul.
Take care. You'll tear out your hair. You'll rave and dance.
Come back, honey, you don't stand a ghost of a chance.
I'm a fool, a ghost who likes the music cool.
Sorry I spook. What a haunting melody.
We'll be right back. My name is Boris, and back in 62, the Crypt Kickers and I brought the Monster Mash to you. But now it's a different bag, and mashing is a drag. When the lights grow dim, we now do the Monster Swim. All you would-be monsters, come on in. Boris is going to show you how to Monster Swim. Something like the zombie, but not so slow. A lot like the grave digger, but not so low. We can't do the monkey or even the dog, 'cause they've both been eaten by the blob.
We do the swim.
It's a poolside smash.
The monster swim.
It's bigger than the mash. Swimming under the full moon, the werewolf and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Dracula, what do you think of my new smash?
Whatever happened to the Monster Mash?
It's not a swim.
It's a poolside smash.
The monster swim.
It's bigger than the mash. Vampire flying in out of the night. Even the Beatles are shaking their domes, dancing to the swim band of the Rolling Bones. It's a poolside smash. It's bigger than the mash.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was rough, but I got squared away. When chains started ringing and bells ringing loud, I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I saw something that gave me the creeps, had one big eye and two big feet, I stopped right still and I did the freeze. It did the stroll right up to me. Made noise with feet that sound like a drum.
Sister, you're gonna be here when Martin comes.
I'll be here when the morning comes. I won't stay right here and I ain't gonna run. I own this house now, I am boss. Ain't no boy gonna run me off. In the kitchen my cook stove was blazing hot. Coffee was boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my pan. Meat in my hand. From outer space there sit a man on my hot stove with the pot in his hand. Hey, that's hot, I began to shout. He drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. Said to me, you better run. And don't be here when morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'm gonna stay right here and I ain't gonna run. I own this house now, I am boss. Ain't no boy's gonna run me off.
I hope I don't regret playing those records. I hope they don't get stuck in my head. Oh my gosh, those horrible chirping chipmunk voices. Why did I do that? The devil made me do it. Downtown Ghoulville Show, WFMU. Johnny Fuller, Haunted House. Just a second ago, Bobby Pickett. Labels reversed on that 45. I got confused and typed in the wrong song title. It was actually The Monster Swim, not The Werewolf Watusi. Nightmares did Ooh, I'm Scared of the Horrors of the Black Museum. And Sharky Todd, The Cool Ghoul. This version of the theme from The Munsters in the background right now is by Billy Strange. Got a record queued up by Skip Manning called Devil Blues. Here it is.
Listen to that voodoo beat, turning on that devil heat. Baby, take care, Satan's not square. Beware of the devil blues. Hear that lonesome saxophone playing notes you never know. Baby, go home, leave it alone. It's only the devil blues. Rock and roll beat and a cool glass of juice makes you feel so loose. You're in a trance, you just got to dance. And the devil says, take a chance. Now the music fades away. Took a chance, now you must pay. You're all alone, no love of your own. You know the devil blues. Baby, take care, Satan's not square. Beware of the devil blues. Baby, go on, leave it alone. It's only the devil blues. A rock and roll beat and a cool glass of juice makes you feel so loose. You're caught in a trance, you've got to dance. And the devil says, take a chance. Now the music fades away. Took a chance, now you must pay. You're all alone, no love of your own. You've known the devil blues. You've known the devil blues. Tell her stop, 'cause when she bursts, she gets me howling and bang.
Now everybody holler. That you're working is driving me insane. Voodoo keep on working on me. I've talked to all of my friends, but nothing they say seems to keep it away. Baby, this is the end. That's why I'm packing my bag and I'm on my way home. Baby, now I see, I know that I was wrong. The things I've said and the things I've done.
Chamarra y pantalón Levi's, siempre en los cafés tú lo podrás mirar, tomando café pero sin pagar. Drácula le dicen,
Drácula,
Drácula gogo,
Drácula.
Y si te descuidas y si no te escondes, el café te va a gorrear. Hay que prevenirse porque va a llegar. Hay que prepararse que se acerca ya. Todos ya la cuenta vamos a pedir, porque del café tenemos ya que huir. Drácula le dicen,
Drácula,
Drácula gogo,
Drácula.
Y si te descuidas y si no te escondes, el café te va a gorrear. Te viene a chupar. Y cuando a su chica la invita al café, ella con la cuenta tiene que cargar. Drácula le dice,
Drácula,
Drácula gogo,
Drácula.
Y si te descuidas y si no te escondes, el café te va a gorrear. ¡Wow!
Thank you.
Downtown Ghoulville Show, WFMU. In the background, this is called Haunted Sax. It's by the Nightcaps. Los Johnny Jets did Dracula, A Go-Go, Combinations Voodoo, Johnny Eager, The Howl, and Skip Manning, Devil Blues. So one thing that's always bothered me, I've probably mentioned this every year, I don't know, about like Halloween radio shows or playing Halloween records, is you only play the spooky records. But when you're dressing for Halloween, you can be a superhero, an animal, an actor, a musician. You know, I was Ace Frehley from Kiss one year when I was a kid for Halloween. Why am I not playing Kiss records right now for my Halloween radio show? Doesn't make any sense to me. Likewise, when you decorate your house for Halloween, it's just the spooky side of things. Anyway, more records.
Gonna keep you where I got you. what's going on. My eyes see through mystery when my girl is doing wrong. Keep telling me these sweet things. Quit, girl, it just won't work. I'm the shadow, and I know in your heart evil lurks. Girl, I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. I'm the shadow. Oh, yeah, I'm the shadow.
Stop!
Downtown Ghoulville Show, WFMU. So every October we have this fundraising month. We call it the Hellraiser. And that's why I've done special shows every Friday this month. That's the tradition around here. But the Hellraiser is almost over. It'll end with the end of October. And we're about $100,000 short of our goal. So we could really use your help with a contribution at the website, WFMU.org. Thank you to everybody who has already contributed. There's lots of new swag that you can learn all about at the website when you contribute. Go to WFMU.org/pledge. That's the easiest way to do it. Please and thank you. So we just heard from Johnny Sales. That's a favorite record of mine, Halloween or not. My Love's a Monster out of Chicago. Andre Scott did Shadow Knows, Shorty Billups, Black Cats, Curtis and the Creepers, The Thing, Part 1. This one in the background. From the soundtrack of a William Castle movie called The Nightwalker, this is The Nightwalker by Sammy Kaye and his orchestra. I don't know that movie. Do you? You can post about it on the message board at WFMU.org. Let's hear from Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
I'm gonna reach into your chest and fumble with all your emotion. Snatch your eyeballs loose and stick them underneath the Atlantic Ocean. And it would be too late for even your good common sense to start working against me. I put a spell on you because you're mine.
Hey, please, don't.
You stop the things you do. What the? I lie. Satisfaction, never sense of the word. Never ending, never dying, and never cease satisfying me, baby. In your heart, you know I'm right. Morning, noon, day, and night now. In the morning, I'm gonna wake you up with a bang inside your head. I'm gonna put another spell on you after this one, and you'll wish you was dead. I'm gonna hold you, baby, each and every night, every night, every night, every night. I'm gonna have you. I'm gonna have you. Oh, 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 don't do it. Oh, oh. I'm gonna put your mind in neutral. I'm gonna have you walking sideways. Your eyeballs are gonna back up beside your ears. And you're gonna look at the world.
Why did you do that?
The devil made me do that!
Woo! Show the fuck up in here! Murder, Florence, all the girls. doing their thing. And I sneaked up over and I asked him, baby, tell me one thing.
Why did you do that?
You never made me do that.
Come on, drummer. Woo-wee, fuck again. Get the fucking chicken.
The devil made me do it.
Just get on down, baby. Woo! Don't worry about it.
Why did you do it?
The devil made me do it.
Hey, Frankenstein, baby.
What you want, woman?
What are you trying to do, baby?
I don't know what I'm trying to do. I'm a monster.
I see you trying to do the boogaloo.
Boogaloo?
And that funky Broadway.
Funky Broadway? Look here, I got my own thing. And I'm gonna show you how to do it. Dance coming your way. It's not the boogaloo or the funky Broadway. It's a dance that anyone can do. So hold it right there and give me a minute or two. Look here, we're gonna do a little thing. It's not gonna be the shingling. Dig it. So if you just wait and let me talk, the name of this dance is the Frankenstein Walk. I know you're gonna like this one. And we all can have some fun doing the Frankenstein Walk. Dig it, baby. Doing the Frankenstein Walk. Let me show you how to do it. Dig this here right here. Put your right arm out. That's good. Put it right there. And your left one, too. And put it right there. Just stand there for a minute to hold it. And I'll tell you what else to do. Put it right there. Now, put out your right leg. That's again. Now, put out your left one. Get ready. Look here. We're gonna have some fun. I told you, look here. I know you're gonna like this one. Look here. And we all gonna have some fun doing the Frankenstein Walk. Look at that. Doing the Frankenstein Walk. Now, cool it right there. I'm gonna turn you on right here. Dig it. Now that your right and left arms are stretched out. Okay? And your right and left leg too. Dig. Here are my final instructions. And as simple as one and two, just do the Frankenstein, baby. Look here, just walk like that little old monster. Just do the boogaloo if you want to. Look here, hey, baby, how you like that?
Freaky, that's a
game. Wait a minute, baby.
Man, that's cute.
What about the Wolfman? Have you seen the Wolfman? What about
Batman?
Superman? Superman? What about Batman? Isn't that thing?
Just the Frankenstein Wolf, baby.
You want to do the stuff?
Time to rock. Yeah. Time to get out. Commit some sin. Become a raving vampire again. Look out, little girl. For you, I'm sure to get. Stay out my way, or you're sure to get bit. I'm the raving vampire. I'm the raving vampire. I'm the raving vampire. I'm the raving vampire.
and growl again. I'm the raving vampire. I'm the raving vampire. I live deep. Now and then I bite your girl. Commit some sin. I'm the raving vampire. I'm the raving.
Well, that's going to do it for this year's Downtown Ghoulville show. Downtown Soulville will be back next Friday. It'll be as if this never happened. I hope. Souls Unlimited did The Raving Vampire Part 1. Gene Bowlegs Miller, Frankenstein Walk. Gene Anderson, The Devil Made Me Do It. And Screamin' Jay Hawkins with his later re-recording of I Put a Spell on You, much different from his original take on that. In the background, Johnny Guitar Watson, but he's playing piano on this record, so the label just says Johnny Watson. It's called Wolfman. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Nate the K will start things up in just a sec.
Too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.